I am so tired of waiting, aren't you? For the world to become good and beautiful and kind. Let us take a knife and cut the world in two and see what worms are eating at the rind. Tired by Langston Hughes.
Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of bbtemple.org worldwide. That was the timeless poem, Tired, by Langston Hughes, the legendary poet of the Harlem Renaissance of the 1960s. What is so crazy about this poem is that it just started popping up everywhere, in sermons, in searches. And I really got the message that this is something that we need to be talking about. So let's do just that, shall we? In our Bible study entitled, Formed into Love. And normally what we do is we do a verse or we do a passage. But you know what? We're going to do something a little different today. Yay! And we are going to focus in. We're going to zero in on just three key words for today, all right? So, off we go on yet another excellent adventure of biblical proportions indeed. Oh, holder of the all-powerful clicker, change that slide. Thank you. And you should see the three words there in front of you. The three words are these: good, beautiful, and kind. You heard him in today's poem. They're popping up everywhere. But let's get into the wish. Immediately, I'm sure that verses do pop in your head with these words in them. But let's try this. For those of you like me, who struggle with scripture memorization, you can have all the degrees in the world. It's still tough. Try thinking of a Christian song instead. After all, songs are songs, right? Meant to be sung for the glory of God. There's a musical group by the name of Shane and Shane, and they sing songs with words mostly from the book of Psalms. Excellent. Check them out. Let's get back to what we're talking about. We're going to try it right now. How about good? How about the word good? Any songs coming to mind? How about Good Good Father by Chris Tomlin? In fact, the words Good Good Father were written not by Chris Tomlin, but by Pat Barrett. Pat Barrett, we did a song of his a couple of weeks ago. Amazing, he actually won, I believe, a Dove Award for that song. Interesting. How about beautiful? The one that comes to my mind is You Are Beautiful, My Sweet, Sweet Song, which I believe is Third Day, but I will not attempt to sing it, because it would have a negative connotation to you if I did that. So I won't. How about the word kind? Kind. I couldn't think of any. Of course, I asked Pastor Larry, and he immediately said kindness, written by Chris Tomlin. Amazing. And what I'm hoping for you, I hope that you're feeling a greater connection to God. I hope that's absolutely fabulous. If you're feeling a greater connection through God, that's why we sing, that's why we praise. But let's not stop there. Let's not stop there. Let's apply it to our lives. Amen. That's the best part. What a concept indeed. So, for our life application today, we're going to take those three words and we're going to apply them into our lives. Oh, most excellent clicker person, if you would, change that slide. And you should see, this is the cover of a book. Good and beautiful and kind, and there it is again. See, it's popping up everywhere for you too. Becoming Whole in a Fractured World by Rich Velodes. I was just about to ditch my Audible subscription when lo and behold, this book popped up by Rich Velodes. Oh, look, those three words. Rich is a Brooklyn-born lead pastor of New Life Fellowship, a large multiracial church with more than 75 countries represented in Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Rich holds a Master of Divinity, an MDiv, from Alliance Theological Seminary. This book is a very personal testimony of how to live out your faith. But it is not just about what we're doing, but about how we're doing it. And it all comes down to one pivotal question, and that question is this: am I being formed into love? Am I being formed into love? Good question, right? And this entire week, I've been so aware of this question. It has been a burning question in my mind and in my heart. And isn't that how the word should be in our lives? Yes, yes, it should be on our minds and in our hearts always. So let's try it out. Ask yourself, am I being formed into love? Again, let's do it together out loud. Am I being formed into love? Now, I have just a little personal testimony. I share these because I'm hoping that it is really showing that these things really do have the transformational power that we believe them to have. And it's just an amazing thing to see it happen in our own lives. My personal testimony this week is regarding, for those of you who've been to our home, our humble home, you have noticed in the dining room, there's a standing machine. Well, I used it during the pandemic, but it has not really helped me reach the goal for which it was purchased. So we decided we want our dining room back, and we're going to donate it to help someone else. Be a blessing, right? Every week we say, go forth and be a blessing. Well, this week, I wanted to try and do that. Well, actually, I've been trying to do this for a couple of months. I contacted, there is a actually an organization in Euless by the name of the NeuroFitness Foundation. And they have a gym and they work out, I would assume, for a low cost or free of charge for people like me who are dealing with different types of disabling conditions and really need to work out at a gym, but probably wouldn't feel comfortable in a normal gym, per se. So I wanted to see this piece of equipment there. And I called them, follow up. I said, I followed up. And this is what I'm calling about. And I talked to the manager. And then he said, we'd love to have it. We'll get back with you. And he did get back with me. And of course, Pastor Larry started a new job recently. We were trying to do this all before that. But no, it didn't happen. But lo and behold, a woman, her name is Tui, spelled T-H-U-Y. I believe that's Vietnamese, finally did call me. And we chatted. And then immediately she said, oh, I have a friend who has not been able to get to the gym. And he would just love to have this piece of equipment. And I'm thinking to myself, what? Are you siphoning off donations for your personal gain? These things are running through my mind, but lo and behold, Lord's working with me. And I did not unleash on her, and I did not hang up on her. I simply said, Twee, you can do whatever you want with the equipment once it's in your possession. But for now, I would like to donate it to your organization so that it can help many, many people. So that's what they're doing, picking it up on Saturday. Oh, precious peeps. What we do, it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be profound. But that's how we make a difference in this fractured world we live in. Indeed. Amen? Yes. So, our takeaway for today is pretty simple. It's pretty simple, peeps. Oh, anointed clicker person, please, if you would, just one last time, change that slide. And what do our wondering eyes should appear? But hashtag GBK. There it is again. Good, beautiful, and kind. And here's how it works. Before you say anything, before you do anything, ask yourself, is it hashtag GBK? Think of it as a shortcut to asking yourself, am I being formed into love? And you will be simply amazed at how the tiniest bit of self-censorship will begin to slowly but surely change the trajectory, not just of your life, but of those around you, because that's what we're here for, right? Right. And hey, let's help one another out. If you hear me being not GBK, call me out. Call me out. Let's call each other out if we're not being that, as a gentle reminder of why we're here, of what we're doing and why we're doing it. My life questions. Amen? Because we need this in our homes. And we need this in our families. And yes, not just in our churches, but in our church. Our church needs this. All churches need this. Because even in this rotten world, let me rephrase that. Especially in this rotten world, we are desperately needed to be hashtag GBK for His glory. Amen. Amen.